What if the key to innovation isn't having brilliant ideas, but running simple, fast experiments? In The Innovator's Hypothesis, Michael Schrage challenges conventional wisdom with a counterintuitive truth. Small, frugal experiments consistently outperformed sophisticated analyses and grand innovation strategies. This approach has transformed how organizations innovate, making it safer, smarter, and more accessible to companies of all sizes. The book's 5x5 framework, giving 5 people 5 days to create 5 business experiments costing under $5,000 each and taking less than 5 weeks to run, has become required reading in Silicon Valley, with executives at Amazon, Google, and even Elon Musk citing its methodology as instrumental to their experimental cultures. Good ideas are typically bad investments. They overpromise, underdeliver, and seduce us with their apparent goodness. Organizations often discover that good ideas cost more than they return. Even innovative companies like Xerox, Sony, and DuPont have watched promising ideas destroy value. Conversely, initially dismissed ideas like Southwest Airlines' point-to-point model or Amazon's cloud computing frequently become profitable. Innovation's value comes more from implementation quality than idea quality. Tesla didn't invent electric cars, but revolutionized their implementation. If you can't execute well, afford it, or commit to it, it's not a good idea for you, regardless of how brilliant it sounds. As Schumpeter noted, successful innovation is a feat not of intellect, but of will. A business hypothesis transforms abstract ideas into actionable experiments, a testable belief about future value creation. Unlike scientific hypotheses seeking universal truths, business hypotheses propose specific relationships between actions and economic outcomes, requiring an explicit value metric. A well-crafted 5x5 business hypothesis follows this format. The team believes exploring this action/capability will likely result in this desirable improvement or outcome. We'll know this because our explicit metric significantly changed. If your core argument exceeds tweet length, 280 characters, it likely lacks focus for effective testing. A proper business hypothesis must be documented, collectively endorsed, and easily communicated across the organization. Warren Buffett's investment principle, how do you buy a dollar for 50 cents, adapts perfectly to innovation. How do you buy a dollar's worth of innovation for 50 cents? This question is crucial as organizations face pressure to innovate efficiently. Many companies mistakenly equate innovation spending with success, creating bloated R&D budgets with diminishing returns. Apple, under Steve Jobs, took the opposite approach, spending less than competitors while achieving greater outcomes. When Xerox produced a $400 mouse, Jobs challenged designers to create one under $25. Their solution, using a deodorant ball mechanism, took less than a week and cost under $1,000, compared to traditional approaches requiring 100 days and $100,000. The 5x5 methodology transforms constraints into features, turning limitations into catalysts for creativity. As Charles Eames noted, design depends largely on constraints. The framework identifies 6 ingredients for profitable innovation: simple, fast, cheap, smart, lean, and important. Market leaders like Google, Facebook, and Amazon consistently demonstrate mastery of these elements. Google's 20% time policy exemplifies this approach, yielding innovations including Gmail and Google News. In 1999-2000, Blockbuster faced a critical innovation challenge. Despite customer hatred of late fees, which generated over 20% of their pre-tax profit, the company resisted experimenting with solutions. When I proposed a simple $12,000 email reminder experiment to help customers avoid late fees, executives reacted with hostility, as if I had suggested something offensive. This revealed Blockbuster's innovation culture. They preferred costly, untested big idea plans over simple experiments that might challenge their assumptions. One executive admitted, "We think we know what the problem is. We want a plan that's big enough to solve it without putting our revenues at risk. While Blockbuster rejected experimentation, Netflix built its entire culture around it. Founded in 1997, Netflix exploited Blockbuster's weakness with its no-late fees positioning, winning market share and customer loyalty. Their empirical approach keeps them humble. We realize that most of the time we don't know up front what customers want. The feedback from testing quickly sets us straight. Organizations often choose analysis paralysis over simple experiments, despite economics favoring small, quick tests. A business simulation company demonstrated this when a two-day experiment testing email registration timing increased immediate revenue by 25% and transformed their sales approach, shifting from skepticism about experimentation to enthusiasm for testing new ideas. Most organizations struggle with creating simple, testable business hypotheses. During a Sydney workshop, an elite professional services team presented detailed proposals rather than hypotheses, arguing their comprehensive plans were superior to incomplete experiments. This mindset is common. Managers prefer requirements and plans over questions and tests. Making hypothesis a habit becomes easier when management acknowledges what it doesn't know. At a Chinese telecommunications company, initial 5x5 portfolios resemble traditional business plans until teams recognized fundamental knowledge gaps and began framing hypotheses around their admitted ignorance. NYU economist William Easterly delineates rival innovation approaches. A planner thinks he already knows the answers, while a searcher admits he doesn't know the answers in advance. Where plans presume knowledge, experimentation presumes ignorance. Organizations typically devote far more resources to planning than to hypothesis testing. The real value of quick experiments isn't just testing ideas, but revealing an organization's willingness to challenge assumptions. Experiments function like organizational MRIs that expose hidden barriers to innovation. Tomorrow's innovation landscape favors those with diversified portfolios of innovative hypotheses who can move quickly. Five key trends will transform business experimentation: instant, running experiments as casually as searches; social, collaborative experimentation platforms; recommended, data-driven hypothesis suggestions; automated, algorithms generating and testing hypotheses; and pervasive, interconnected devices creating history's largest research laboratory. The traditional R&D paradigm is giving way to ENS, experiment and scale, where networked organizations quickly scale small experiments into new services. This shift represents an innovation revolution comparable to Ford's assembly line, with Amazon, Google, and Uber leading as network effect experimenters. Cheap experimentation drives value innovation. Amazon runs hundreds of daily experiments focused on customer purchase decisions, while P&G transformed concept testing by shifting from physical test markets to online experiments, reducing both costs and time by approximately 99%. Simple, fast, and frugal experiments represent a fundamental shift in innovation approach. By prioritizing testing over planning, learning over knowing, and action over analysis, organizations can achieve breakthroughs with minimal risk. Writing forces clarity and precision, naturally suggesting cost-effective experiments. This approach has transformed innovation, making it safer and more accessible to companies of all sizes. Warren Buffett's approach teaches that successful innovation isn't about spending the most money, but generating the highest return through smart experimentation. The innovator's hypothesis focuses on testing ideas quickly and cheaply to discover what creates value. Organizations embracing this experimental mindset gain competitive advantage through faster learning cycles and efficient resource allocation. They develop institutional humility, acknowledging what they don't know, while building capability to rapidly test assumptions and adapt to market realities. Are you ready to stop planning and start experimenting?